Does that mean we're live?
Well done, Gav. You fucking ruined the start of it already, you tit. Now people are going to know it's you. Hello and welcome to A Bird Camp Wonderland. This is ABW Radio, and it is me, the fat bald one with a dodgy tooth. And my fingernails have stopped growing. You'll be glad of that, because I could hear them growing in my sleep, and it was keeping me awake, and it was horrible. Tonight, I'm going to get on with this. We've got John. Hi, right, John.
Hello.
And we've also got a certain cheeky chappy. It's Strutter. It's Gav. It's GC. It's Mr. She-War. All right, cheeky chops.
How you doing?
For people who don't know, Gav was one of the seven that set up this podcast. So he always has a special place in my heart for causing me all this grief over the years. Right. As is customary, we have to say hello to people in the chat box, but I'm not going to let you away with it. You're going to have to tell me where, if you were going to go and buy a used Arsenal shirt, where would you go to buy it? So if anybody puts that in the chat window, you're going to get a hello from me. So you're about 6 seconds behind. So once you start putting in there, it may well be the sponsor of this podcast for the rest of the season. It may well be Gav's site, but let me know what it is and I'll give you a hello. Not a mushroom this time, Rob. No, Oxfam. that was formerly known as says Oxfam. Alfie says your mum's house, your mum gee. Nude Guna says sway yellow rib. Ha ha. Stan the man said she wore. You get away with that. Old Matt L. Roberts, she wore. It's not really she wore, is it, Gav? What, tell them what it is, where they go to get the best quality used shirts.
I'm gonna give them a clue.
Go on in.
It's in the chat box.
Just fucking tell them. Have you put it in there?
I'm trying to.
Oh, this could take a while, people. I hope you've got something. Something
you've got to say it out loud as well, Gav, for the people who aren't watching live.
Gav. www.thearsenalshirts.com.
He nearly forgot what it was.
I'll tell you what, it's been a fucking long day. It really has been a long day. I uploaded about 20 new shirts to the shop today, as well as sending out loads of bits and pieces and sorting out the new Bruce Banana flip flops.
Oh, hello.
They're very, very nice. And it's been one of those. I think I got up about 7:30 and I literally stopped when the football was coming on.
Have you had a worse day than Koscielny, though?
Well, I tell you what, like I say, I mean,
don't milk it.
If Wenger doesn't fucking take him when he fucks off, I'm going to be right pissed off.
Now, just Jace, Gav, when you're saying all this, just remember, Jace does have your phone number. You do speak to Jace quite often. So if you're going to be too scathing on the wonderful Mr. Wenger, then you're going to get it in the ear from somewhere in deepest, darkest Cardiff.
I'll just block his numbers.
And then he'll come round to your house. It'll be Strutter v Strutter. Oh, dear. Right, I'm going to say hello to a few people. We have got Gentile, 1969, Griezmann Downer. Yeah. Squires for you, Gunner 93. Lucas Catterman with a K. That's always good. And we have Fly KJ. Ah, James is there. All right, James. Our very own Colonial Cannon, Mr. Shredder. Ahoy, ahoy. And 2-3 and then some numbers. I'm not reading out all your numbers. Ali Shangazi, Arsenic Guna in Gunner in case, Killer Red, Unique 79. Hello, Unique. Stephen Barr, Archie, Sidhu, Tewu. I'm not going to pronounce your surname, but there again, you didn't want me to. Boy Dio's deleting his own messages. That's always good. C Law AFC, Frinton Dino. That's another new one that I've not seen before. Liban, that black guy. I'm not sure we're allowed to say that. Maybe we'll have to get him to type that, because otherwise we might be pulled up before the board. Rudy Rastos, one of Jace's favourites. Bob Vapes. That's good. That's a bit of synchronicity. Sin Raff, which is Sri Guna, is there. Anybody, last time you were doing the Super Chat thing, people, we don't know where the money's gone. Apparently, it goes into your Google account. It's not gone in there, so you may well have just kept it all anyway. So if you did, never mind. We're not going to remind you. But if you want to say anything rude, you can do that. And then we're forced to read it out, but that's the only time I'm going to mention it during the entire show. Nina, hello, Nina. Stephen Edwards, Unique. Adam Terry. Right, on with the show. So I have got quite a lot of notes, and I have spent the last 10 minutes before we started, before I gave Gav and John the link, me screaming at my cats about Koscielny being fucking useless. So first of all, Wenger's 107th home European game, and Santi back in training and had a wander around the pitch, which was really, really nice. Your thoughts on that, John? His 107th game?
And for the amount of games he's got, it's very impressive. The amount of time he kept us in the Champions League. Annoying that we haven't managed to win a European Cup. We're not out of this one yet, you know, so there's still a chance. But yeah, it's an impressive record for any manager. You know, I think anyone would be happy with that. And it was really nice to see Santi. Obviously, I wasn't at the game, but I saw the pictures. Was it Stuart McFarlane put up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Santi out on the pitch and kicking a ball again and everything. And his happy little face. And, you know, you saw him in the crowd as well. So, I mean, I wouldn't read too much into it, whether it means he's actually going to play for us ever again. But it's just nice to see him up and about and kicking a football, because I think at one point he might have ended up losing his foot, the injury and the gangrene and everything else he picked up. So best of luck to him. If he gets to play football again, wonderful. If he doesn't, then, you know, I just want to see him happy. And I don't know, maybe we could give him a coaching role or something if he wants to go into that with like the youth set up, like under 11s, under 13s or whatever it is. But yeah, that was a nice precursor to the match anyway. Put me in a good mood.
Mm. Gav, your thoughts on Wenger's 107 games. How many of those games were you behind him? I'd say the first 20.
Probably more than that, to be fair. yeah, no, I mean, like I say, the last few years at Highbury, it was increasingly difficult to get a ticket, but it was increasingly easier to get a ticket for the European nights. So for the last sort of like probably 6 years at Highbury, I probably saw more European games than I did Premier League games. So yeah, but it's just one of those. We should have won it before, shouldn't we? I mean, when we got fucking screwed by Chelsea, by Wayne Bridge that time, that was probably the year we should have won it. And it's just been meh. And I mean, the odd one is I remember I got a job at an insurance company many, many years ago, right? And Arsenal just up won the league. And the fellow that was doing the training with me said, Wenger's never going to win the big one. He's never going to win in Europe. And me and this fella, we had a row every, and it was a gooner, this fella, we had a row every break time, right, for the best part of 2 weeks of this training, right? And I'll never forget him. He looked like fucking Stato. You remember Stato? Of fantasy football with the curly hair and the glasses and all that malarkey. And he was a right clever bastard, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was never having it that Wenger was never, you know, this is 2002. I was never having that Wenger's not winning the big one. And, yeah, I think I'd just have to shake his hand and say, look, yeah, you were right now if I bumped into him. I mean, he'd probably be like as bald as you by now, Dan. Do you know
unless
what I mean?
Unless he's put money on Wenger never winning the trophy every single season, he's probably living on the moon now with all the money he's made. Jason is in there. He says, where the fuck is Carl? Carl, unfortunately, is stuck on a train somewhere because the trains aren't running properly. Oh, the irony. Yes. Oh, fucking hell. Ellis is after the last podcast midweek, he was having to do it on his phone. He's bought himself a Mac. So Ellis, fuck Ellis, he's now officially dead to me. There's lots of decent questions in there from you lot. Someone did note, and I don't know who said it because I've been and checked. Atletico Madrid in 17 La Liga games have lost none and conceded 4 goals in 17. that was a cry of help from Gav. Right, also before we get going, the legend that is Robbie Savage's half-time quote, if this game ends 0-0, it's the worst possible result for Arsenal. There you go, people. Let that sink in. And why that shaggy-haired prick is still on TV or radio is fucking beyond me. Right, John, quick summary or brief summary of the game of how you saw it, because you don't know how I saw it.
I thought we started really well. You know, it was very quick. We were pressing them. We, you know, they looked like they were struggling. And then the two very quick yellow cards... it shocked me that a player was sent off so quickly. I thought the first one was a yellow. The second one, you see it in like super slow-mo, it looks bad, but in full time it looks like he's just going for the ball and he's got there late. I guess to the rules of the game, it's a yellow card, so no studs, his studs were showing, and they give that in Europe. Down to 10 men, I thought, well, this is perfect now. You know, we can apply some pressure without being counted on too much because they're not going to have two up like they had Gamero and Griezmann at the start. I just thought all it is just a case of time. We get that first goal. They've got to maybe come out a little bit towards the late start, end of the game, and we can get a second one. But wasted a few chances. Oblak made some really, really good saves. What a fucking keeper he looks. I know a lot of us have spoken on the pod about wanting him or Alisson from Roma. Or, you know, there's a couple of names, but wow. He pulled off some amazing saves. That header from Ramsey as well. Just like fingertips. Yeah, unbelievable.
Superb save that.
Yeah, and you know, and it was, I mean, even with 10 men, it's still going to be hard to break them down because they defend so well when they all throw their bodies on the line and everything. But we looked promising. We were pulling them around nicely. I thought everyone played pretty well. And just the sucker punch of the goal, it was so...
Arsenal-like.
Yeah, but it was, and also it was very athletic as well. You know, to lose a player, lose your manager, go a goal down... somehow keep yourself in the game despite having none of the ball and like no chances or whatever, and then score a goal. And it's one player against three defenders. And I know he's fronted up by Kos. Yeah, and the goalkeeper, obviously. You know, he's fronted up by Kos, but it was just, it's so pathetic. And it's such an easy goal to let in. And what's more annoying is, like, I was terrified that Ospina was in goal. Don't get me wrong, Cech hasn't been brilliant this season, but I thought, oh no, Ospina, this is bad news. And he made a really good save in the first half. From a decent shot from, it might have been Gamero or Griezmann, I can't remember who now, but, you know, he played really well when he actually did enough, got something on it, you know, Griezmann couldn't stop, and then Mustafi comes falling over in front of it. And you could just see the players, they're visibly, they're just drops. It was just gone. They didn't think they could get another goal. And it's
Do you know what it reminded, sorry to butt in, do you know what it reminded me of? The circus that was at the League Cup final against Birmingham.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. And I thought to myself, that after that, I mean, because Shelby went to clear it, and I think he kicked the ball against his fucking chest or knee or something, didn't he?
Mm.
And I thought, that was the moment that I thought, Wenger's got to go. Wenger or Wenger, however you, whether there's hipsters out there or not. Shout out to the Wenger hipsters or the Wenger lot. But like I say, it just reminded me of that. And I'm sitting there and I'm sitting with my missus, who we was at the time boyfriend and girlfriend. And, you know, now we've got two kids in the back room sound asleep. And it just reminded me of that game. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It just reminded me of that game, a Koscielny fuck up. And I just hope to God that when Wenger goes, or Wenger, that he fucking takes Koscielny with him.
So honestly, go. Your quick summary of the game before we start going through the bullet points that I've made, Gav.
Well, it's just one of those. I think the ref had a bit of a storm, to be fair. I think he was pretty much spot on with everything. Yeah, I thought the red card was justified. They were both definite yellows. I thought after that, with regards to the ref, he wasn't putting up with their play acting and diving. He could have done a little bit more with their time wasting. And he could have sort of like at least booked their keeper to make sure he was going to be on a hurry up. The first half, we could have gone in there with a bit of more clinical finishing and possibly not as brilliant keeping. We could have gone in at half-time 3-4-0 up. We really could have done. Do you know what I mean? Welbeck, Koscielny, Monreal, Jack. Do you know what I mean? Laka, everybody had a chance. Do you know what I mean? And so going 0-0, it's like, okay, not disappointing. Do you know what I mean? Against West Ham the weekend, it was 0-0. We come out and we won 4-1. So I was expecting a bit of a storm for it in the second half. And yeah, we, like I say, it was the sucker punch. It's almost, well, as I said on my Twitter, we lost 1-1. It's as simple as that. We lost the game. I mean, the only bright moments for myself really is I thought Welbeck had a stormer. He was all over the place. He's probably playing the best he's ever played since he's come to us. Lacazette again, all over the place, running like he should do. took his chance. He was even playing cheerleader at one point, so fair play to him for doing that, for getting the crowd up and down. But it's, like I say, you just feel completely and utterly deflated, and it's like, it's just what we've been having. It's just what's been going on under Wenger. It, you know, it's, thank God he's going, but like I say, it's just, this has happened to us too many times. I know, like I say, I don't want to be, you know, defeated, and, you know, we've still got the second leg to go, and, do you know what I mean, we've had miracle performances away from home as a club over the years. Do you know what I mean? Going back to when Vasan scored that time out in Italy, I believe. Right away through our career, we've, you know, the club, we've always had the surprising underdog performance, and we've just really, really got to put it out of the bag. Really, really got to put it out of the bag in the second leg.
I think you two have summarised it perfectly there. Okay. Right. First of all, thoughts, John, on the lineup, and as always, was Wenger right to play Ospina over Cech, who was fit and on the bench in such an important game? It's something we ask after every single game, where you would think you'd best start your best goalkeeper. I know we're all a bit of a fan of Dave the Bin Man, and I think the first half he did himself justice, didn't he? But overall, do you think Wenger was right?
I think he got it right tonight, because, you know, I thought Ospina, he made a really, really good save in the first half. He did well to get anything on the Griezmann one, you know, and it essentially it was a save, because I don't think he expected Koscielny to make the mistake he did. The really impressive thing was his distribution tonight and the speed he got it out. A couple of times, as soon as he got the ball, his kicks, they were bang on for, he was finding Welbeck a lot and Bellerin as well, really using the width and getting the ball out quickly. Which is one of the best ways you can get at Atletico, obviously, is trying to get them when they're in transition before they get back into defence solidly. So I thought he was right to do it tonight. Before the game, I wanted Cech, just because I thought, you know, he's the more experienced keeper. I don't particularly trust either of them at the moment, just because the way they've both performed this season. But I thought Ospina was perfect tonight. Didn't do anything wrong. And it definitely is distribution. For the lineup, I don't think there was anything else he could do, to be honest. It was a case of, does Jack come in or Iwobi, basically, because you had no Mkhitaryan available, and Elneny's injury midweek. I think he would have played maybe over Wilshere tonight, just to be a little bit more safe, because Atletico are so good on the break and he's got that transition speed, and Jack maybe could have come on later when, if, you know, we're doing well, we can break down a team and stuff like that. He's got that ability to break teams down through the middle. So I think he basically went with what he could. And Atleti basically put out their strongest team, barring what Costa, I don't actually think is fit, so I'm not sure why he's on the bench. Looked like he was up for a fight, though, every time.
He's on the bench to scare the young kids on our bench.
I think he was there for a bit of gamesmanship, wasn't he, Costa? Do you know what I mean? He was there, like, it's the threat of him being there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think he was ever going to come on. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Gav, were you happy with Ospina starting?
Well, to be honest with you, both of them are much of a muchness, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? But I thought, like I say, fair play to Ospina. His distribution, as John said, was absolutely brilliant tonight. So, like I say, I honestly don't think there is much choice between the pair of them. I really don't. It doesn't matter. Neither of them are a worldie. Neither of them are going to, you know, should really be playing for Arsenal. Neither of them are good enough. So it makes no odds to me, really.
Both of them get hung out to dry by our defence.
Yeah, no, exactly. But like I say, I mean, I thought that the midfield three that he played, even if everyone was fit, that would have been the midfield three that I would have played. And I thought that Jack he's been criticised recently over the last few games for a few misplaced passes and blah, blah, blah. I thought Jack had a brilliant game tonight. He put a brilliant ball in as well for the goal. I thought Ramsey, thank God that the old Welsh wizard ain't on at the moment. I thought Ramsey was a bit quiet at times tonight, even though he had a couple of chances towards the end. But like I say, it's one of those, you know, when Ramsey's quiet, he's more likely to fucking score. And Xhaka did what Xhaka does. So like I say, I just I can't criticise Wenger for the team he put out tonight. I thought it was the best of what we've got, sadly.
Okay, jolly good. Right, if we can move on to these other things and other points and be a bit quicker. I'm not sure if we should look at points. No, that's all right. No, that's what I wanted.
Am I fucking talking too much?
No, but now the rest of them, we've got to get on with it. Right, okay. So I don't know if you want to look back at this U2 with retrospectively or as it was at the time. I've put minute number two, they're right back booked after 2 minutes. Did this hamper their ability, John, to defend to the level they are known for? Because it looked like that they'd come there to get the draw, hadn't they? They didn't really look like they were coming to try and out players and score some goals because they don't need
to. I don't think it's going to – it clearly didn't change the way they're going to play the game because they still kick people whenever they had the chance all night. And that's the way Atleti play. And the difference is that in the Champions League, a lot of the referees are stricter than they are in league games, irrespective of what league you play in. I agree with Gav that the two fouls are yellow cards, but the fact that he actually gave two yellows for both. The first one's clearly a foul because it's just a professional foul. I'm just going to bring him down. I've got to try and stop a breakaway because he's made a mistake in his touch. He's got muddled up there. And that's fair enough. And I, like, as a football fan, if it was an Arsenal defender doing that, I'd have no problem with it because sometimes you just got to take a yellow. You do those sort of things to stop your team conceding.
And you do expect to get the first couple for free, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes. But I think that one is clearly a professional foul. It's not a mistimed challenge or anything like that. He's just gone to wipe Jack out because he wants to stop a breakaway. So you expect a yellow card for that. The second one, yeah, it's a foul. Probably is a yellow card. But the fact it was his second foul, he hadn't done anything else, and it was so soon after the first one, it's amazing that the ref gave it. Because let's be honest, most referees, they would have said, they would have bottled it. They would have said, like, I'll have a word with him. I'll talk to him a little bit. Maybe he has like a little push on someone. He gets a foul there. He gets warned again, and then that's it. And maybe Simeone then makes a sub. But the fact he just went, no, yellow straight away, I honestly can't remember. It's been years since I've seen a ref do anything like that. So that was a real shocker for me. But, you know, ref played the game exactly to the letter of the law. So fair enough. I don't think it really changed their strategy because whenever they play away from home, it's, you know, defend, try and get a goal on the break and, you know, win 1-0. It's George Graham-esque, if you will, certainly to a little bit.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go one point to you, then 1 point to Gav, so then we can get through. Unless it's really important and you want to jump in. But Gav, sixth minute, Lacka had a chance. Ozil to Welbeck. Welbeck sprints down the right wing with a great cross to Lacka, who hit the bar. At that point, was your nether regions going 50p, 5p? Did you think, that's it? We've got the early goal, we're on.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I say, the first couple of minutes of the game, Atletico had all the ball sort of thing, and then it was sort of, we had that foul and the yellow card, and we were sort of pressing forwards. But yeah, no, it was edge of the seat at that point. We thought, we looked like we was going to score any second. Well, in fact, we did the whole of the first half, really, didn't we?
Certainly did. John, moving on from that, about 30 seconds later, the sixth minute, Lacka again, Monreal cross to Lacka, who headers it, and Oblak makes a great save. That was a kind of vision of what was going to happen for the rest of the night, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to be too critical of Lacka because I think he did well in the game, and obviously he scored a great goal. But that one, when you're playing against a keeper that good, you've got to be so accurate with your shots because it's a little bit too close. He makes it a little bit too easy for Oblak. I don't want to dig him out too much because there's a few other chances as well. But when you come up against a keeper like that, or like De Gea, or, you know, Neuer, those kind of guys, you've got to be spot on with your shots because I say you don't get many chances, but we actually did in this game. But you've really got to take them because you'll get punished for it, as we did tonight. But Oblak was superb tonight. I'd love to get him.
Because Arsenal have a habit of making average goalkeepers look like David Seaman in his prime. This tonight, we made Oblak look like two David Seamans in their prime.
Yeah, Oblak's just a great keeper anyway.
He's got the same chin as De Gea.
He's like one of the top rated in the world, isn't he, basically? He's between him and a couple of them. Think we're
87 million. No, we're not. Gav, another chance, eighth minute, another chance. Good work from Ozil. Ball ends up with Welbeck, who has a weak shot. Did you expect more from Welbeck, especially with the goal scoring form he's been on lately?
No.
Why?
It's Welbeck, isn't it?
Oh, come on. You've got to admit.
No, since he's come back from injury this time, he's been playing well. But like I say, it's just well wreck. Sometimes you hope it them sort of chances fall to somebody else, really. But like I say, it's just another good chance that we missed. And every time you mention one of the first half chances, that's all I'm going to say. It was another good chance that we missed. Sorry to be boring.
That's right. After sending John a message. Okay. Yeah. Quite right there. John, where are we up to now? We're up to...
Christ, how many points did you make? Lots. You've done more than me already in my entire radio career.
Come half this fuck all. Just me going, what? No! Throwing stuff at the telly. We've already covered the tackle. I think we all agree that if it had been our player sent off, we would have we'd have been a little bit. Oh, come on, ref, it's fucking 2-2. You're not going to be 2-2, are you? Not for you. In such an important game. The point for you. My favourite part of the game. Can you guess what this is going to be? 13th minute. Bellerin didn't foul there, bloke. Diego seems to disagree with the ref. And he went a little bit mental, then got sent to the stands. Was the ref right to send him off? And then Gav, you follow up with your thoughts on the wonderful sending off.
I don't speak Spanish, so I'm not sure what Diego
I think you
said.
Needed to.
I'm assuming it wasn't very nice.
Probably something about his mum. So your mum gay.
I kind of get Simeone going nuts because he's seen his player get sent off after two tackles, just gone yellow. And I think the two previous fouls by Arsenal players that were blown for, the ref didn't give anything. Did any of our players even get booked tonight? I don't think they did today. No yellow cards. Yeah. The only yellow cards the entire game was the geezer who got sent off. And there were some meaty tackles in there. So I can understand Simeone's frustration, but yeah, I don't think you can talk to a referee like that. The fact that also all his coaches and assistants come on and they all want to pile in and have a fight as well. I did see some people saying he's acting like that is why he could never be Arsenal manager. I fucking love him. I think he's great. He's so good. He's so angry all the time. He looks like, what's the Timothy Dalton James Bond film where Felix Leiter gets half eaten by a shark? The bad guy in that one. Whoever the bad guy is in that Bond film, someone will say in the chat. I'll find a picture of him. But he looks like him.
Know.
Yeah, that and the Jack Ryan film with Harrison Ford where they're drug dealing in South America. He looks like one of them because he's always got the black suit on and the nice belt and everything. And his hair's a bit nuts tonight. But yeah, I love
it. It was a throw. The fellow had a full throw on, didn't he?
Someone in the chat. I don't know who it was. Apologies, but someone said he was full on Fresh Prince of Bel Air like early days.
Yeah, no, I've been one of those people that I thought it wouldn't be too bad to have Simeone at us with his passion and how he play, you know, how he plays his sides and how he sets up his sides like nice and defensively and hit him on the break. And, you know, after watching them play tonight, I thought, you know, really when you look at it, you think it wouldn't be too bad if he was in charge of us. But not with that hair, mate. I'm not having an Arsenal match with that fucking hair. Arteta wears a wig. Honestly.
Arteta wears a wig, doesn't he? So I've been told. I can't see it.
Oh, for fuck's sake, we ain't getting him as manager, are we?
This is Arsenal.
If we get him as manager, mate, I'm going to get a fucking ticket with hook or crook, and I'm going to walk in fucking somewhere around the director's box. I'm going to walk up there, and I'm going to kick a iPhone right in his fucking bollocks. Because there's no way in the world that we want some fellow who's been fucking Guardiola's fucking cone putter outer for a year as our fucking manager. Do me a favour.
All right, fair enough. We'll move on. This about 17th minute. So many chances from Ramsey. This is for you, John. Ramsey, Monreal, Lacazette, Wilshere, trying at times to walk the ball through their defence. Only Godin and All Black are saving them. Why aren't we making more of these chances? I should have put in brackets, will we regret it later? I could put that in now.
There we go. Robert Dovey. That's it. He played Sanchez in License to Kill. Thank you. And 2351. If anyone's listening, look him up. You know what I mean. Just look up a picture of him in License to Kill. It is. He's Simeone, mate. Anyway. all those chances, like, you've got to give some blame to our players for not being better with the finishing, but you've also got to credit Atleti because their defending was fantastic. They got in front of the ball, they threw their body in the way, Oblak made some great saves, and they made it difficult for us. They let us come on, you know, onto them, and they knew that we're just going to do the old horseshoe round the box. To be fair, we were putting in crosses, like decent crosses tonight, which I didn't think would work. considering you've got Godin and Jimenez in there. And we actually got the goal from a really good cross. But it's one of those games where if you're up against a really good side that just knows how to defend for 90 minutes, you just got to keep pushing and knocking on the door and try and take the chances. But yeah, could we have been more clinical? Yes, definitely. Do you put some blame on some of the players? Yeah, but then you've got to look at the quality of the players. Look at, like, Ozil will love to bits, but he's not renowned for his finishing. Xhaka, never let him hit the ball with his right foot because it will go out for a throw-in.
Last minute, it'll kill someone in Rose Head like he did tonight.
You know, Welbeck, absolutely love him and all his work, great. And, you know, he'll never stop running hard. And I love all those kind of things about him, but he's not the best footballer in the world. Sometimes he'll score a worldie. Most of the time, it's going to come off his arse and go in, and that's how he's going to get a goal. So there is a lack of quality in the team, which doesn't help. And there was nothing on the bench either. You know, there was nothing to bring on at all. So it just shows our lack in depth. If you had Mkhitaryan starting over Welbeck, maybe our finishing's a bit better. If Aubameyang was available for this competition, then maybe we'd take a goal. So we're missing a few there, but I don't think you can take away from Atleti as well because they defended really well.
True. Gav, Steve makes a good point here. He says, how many times has Koz stood on the halfway line knowing he has no pace and fucks up? Yeah, because he knows that if someone makes a break, he's not going to catch him, is he? Not unless their goalkeeper. I mean, he wouldn't even catch their keeper, would he?
The problem is even when he does catch it, he fucking kicks the ball against himself or
fucking falls
over. Seriously, how that fella has got into the position where he's captain of the Arsenal.
Yeah.
I mean, how has that been allowed to happen? Do you know what I mean? It's like I say,
apathy's not why.
Seriously, no idea. There's the first thing the new manager's going to do is ship him out, give him away. Do you know what I mean? That's the first thing the new manager's going
to
do
because he's back to the feeder league.
Oh, don't he's. he's never, like I say, and I'd like to say, you know, I mean, people say cost the boss and all that. Fuck off. He's honestly never been any good.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
He had ankle
problems. Before that, he was good.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, if it weren't for the fact I was shit at football, I'd be a brilliant centre half. Do you know what I mean? But the fact is, he's been shit.
Oh, dear, we're all differently abled, aren't we, Gav?
We are. You know what I'm saying? How the hell? Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's like we put up with him when he first come in and made mistakes in cup finals and stuff. And, you know, he'll get better as he gets older and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he just hasn't matured. He just has not matured as a player. Do you know what I mean? As Nude Guna has said so brilliantly in the chat, it's probably because France doesn't, you know, play him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would help.
Why would you play him? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Do you know what I mean? I'd say.
Okay, John.
Got to move on before I fucking talk myself.
Up to the 20th minute, what do you make of these stats up at 20 minutes? We had 70% possession, 90% pass success rate. We had 5 shots, 2 were on target and 1 hit the post after 20 minutes. What was your thoughts at that point during the game?
It's 0-0. I don't care what the other stats are saying, to be honest. It's great having all the possession and everything else, but yeah, it's 0-0. I'm just going to end up, like, if they hadn't scored that goal and it finished 1-0, I would have come out of this game and gone, you know what, if you offered me 1-0 before the game started, I would have snapped your hand off for it straight away. The fact they went down to 10 men so early in the game for basically near enough 90 minutes of the game, they were at 10 men. I'd be a little bit disappointed if we didn't get a second one, but I'd still take the 1-0 quite happily going into second leg because it's going to be really difficult. And I just thought, even if we get 1-0, all right, we're going to might regret those chances, but at least we've got a really good chance going into second leg. I mean, we're still in it because if we could win 1-0 out there, maybe. I just Koscielny.
That's the situation. I didn't know who was going to get what point. So, straight away, 20th minute again, pardon you. Gav, Welbeck shoots at the keeper, and then Koz volleys wide. What was Koz thinking? Is your chance to have a go at Koz again?
To be fair, he was in the right place. He was just like a second too late.
Yeah.
If he'd started run a little, if he'd started his run, I mean, he's a defender, so you don't really expect him to be particularly in the right place. But if he'd started his run half a second earlier, he would have been on top of the ball as opposed to reaching for the ball, and that's why he fucked it up.
It was Monreal-esque where he scored that wonderful goal by jumping and scissor kicking it in. I had visions of that until it didn't. John, 22nd minute, Lacazette, penalty. Bit overdramatic. Was it a penalty?
No, it's not a penalty. No way.
Do you agree, Gav?
He's just felt the contact. He's gone down easy. It's not a dive either, but yeah, he's just taken the contact. It's just gone down. It's not a pen for me.
I don't. That ref would not have given that in a million years. I mean, as I said earlier, that ref tonight, I thought he was brilliant. He absolutely completely shows up the refs that we get in England at the moment. Perfect man for the job. And he called it spot on. He did get touched, but he made too much of it. And to be fair to the ref, he was consistent after that, because when we touched them and it was a little bit soft, he weren't getting the cards out. So he was consistent and it weren't a penalty.
Okay, a few people are saying in the chat box. Ask Nick Gunner says, yes, it was a pen. Oh,
I know Jay said it was a pen.
Jason
was screaming for everything.
Is anybody going keeping an eye on that group, John? Because someone's been a tit, and I don't know who it is, but it might be someone rambling. Oh, yeah, no, Steve's there. Steve will sort them out if they're being a tit. John.
Evening, Steve. Evening, Stevie.
26th minute, magnificent tackle for you, John. Magnificent tackle by Ramsey. Player thought he had been murdered. Well done, ref. I'm just saying how good the referee is. Do you think the ref had... we're going to not talk about the ref for the rest of the first half because we've already said how good he was. But yeah, you agree that that wasn't a foul by Ramsey and the ref made the right decision yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Right. here we go.
We're only at the 26th minute. We're never going to get this done.
No, believe me, the second half is just fuck all, really. I always get quite eager. It's like when you're starting off a new project, you get loads done early on, and then you think, oh, fucking hell. I was eating my dinner for the first 20 minutes of the second half, so it's just cheesy chips and a chicken kebab meat. Chicken kebab? Yeah, that was it.
Nice.
Oh, 28th minute, Party. Is there a player called Party?
Party, yeah.
Oh, he's the one I watched against Betis, and he looked quite good against them, but he looked shit tonight. Party nearly decapitated Monreal. These fuckers don't learn. Should we be making more of their inability to behave, Gav? Should we have milked you like they were trying to milk our... Well, we didn't really do anything wrong, did we?
No, it's not our style, is it really? I mean, it's that gamesmanship and all that bollocks. No, it ain't for me. I'm glad we didn't, to be fair. But like I say, the ref was, again, you can't compliment the ref enough, really. He weren't having any of it, was he? I mean, he was not having any of it. Every time they tried it, he was just like, oh, no, shut up. He was even telling them to stand up, But... I say the only thing the ref could have been stronger on tonight was how long it took them to take goal kicks and throw-ins and free kicks and all that malarkey. But like I say, it's just one of those. I'm glad we don't do that sort of shit. That's not Arsenal style. I mean, we don't do that. We're the Arsenal.
I've got one of your clock end clocks on my wall, and it says 8:45. Who do I make a complaint to? The battery seems to have gone. Oh. It's only been up there 4 years.
You want to see mine, mate? The battery died on mine 2 weeks ago. And I like looking at it so much. Yeah. It doesn't bother me that the time's wrong.
I set it to 3 o'clock and leave it at that. Right, John. 32nd minute. Griezmann gets their first chance, their first real chance. Mm. Should he have scored?
No, he not fluffed it, but yeah. He had a pop at it. And Ospina saw it through a load of bodies, got a bit of a bobble, and it was a decent save. But no, I don't think so. Should he have scored? What are you talking about? Trying to cheer on the other team.
I know. I'm glad you didn't. Right, then, carrying on from that, and just shortly after that, I thought, what the fuck are these fucking morons doing? Short back passing, backwards and forwards to Ospina, and then they got the ball back, and Dave the Bin Man made a superb career-defining save. We should not be in that situation. Why do we keep fucking doing this with this short back pass bullshit when we're in danger? Why don't they rosette it? Because this has happened so many times in the last few seasons, hasn't it? But tonight, I thought probably the most important game we've had in quite some time. And, let's have a little fucking a little bit to me to you to me to you. What's
going on? It's just it's the way we play, and also I just think it's as soon as you know the opposition team goes down a man, you think you're going to have more time on the ball. But yeah, towards the end of the first half, Atletico all of a sudden, for a team that's only got 10 men, started to win the ball back a lot more in our half and were pressing us, and then they started trying to create chances, and weirdly half time came probably at the wrong time for Atletico then, because I thought they had the better of the last sort of 5 minutes.
Yeah, Gav, as John was saying, come towards the end of the first half, 39th minute, another sloppy, heady clearance lets them have a soft shot. And then Dave, the bin man, launches the ball downfield, down the right-hand side with pinpoint accuracy. I think it was Welbeck who got the ball, but he didn't control it. And I think it ran on a little bit too quick, and Oblak got hold of it. Do you reckon Welbeck should have made more of that? Because that was a magnificent bit of vision from Dave, the bin man.
Yeah, no, it's a superb ball. I mean, I'd say his distribution was good all night, but like I say, it was a superb ball out there. And it's just one of those. It's even when we get the break on, you know, we haven't got the players of quality that we used to have that are actually going to transform the early ball into a goal. You know, too many people are on the wrong side of the pitch on their wrong foot and cut back, and, you know, there's not enough people joining the attack, and it's just one of those. It's just how we've been under Wenger, unfortunately.
Yeah, then
I'm going to blame him for it. We've still got another five or six or how many games it turns out to be chances to blame him for shit, haven't we? So we've got to make the most of it.
I can't put it all on one game. Yeah. Right, coming up towards the end of the first half, I've just put 42nd minute. Are these fucking tracks trying to walk the fucking ball into the fucking net? Why are they trying to walk it past the best defence in Europe, John? I think the answer might be there. Looking back at it, we tried everything. We tried crossing. We tried lobbing. Yeah. We tried shooting. We tried walking in. In that situation, what else could we have done?
Yeah, I don't think we were doing the wrong thing. You just have to keep cranking up the pressure, and the only thing you can try and do is always increase the speed at which you play. And because they've got, because they're a man down, so you make them run more and try and tire them out. And in games like this, I think it is, as the team with more men, especially if it's very early on in the game, you sometimes have to be patient and wait till the second half and try and wear them down a bit. And then you'll get your opportunity. Sometimes you might have to wait till like the last 20 minutes to get the goal. But you have to just keep going and going and going. Because I remember like Arsenal teams, like all the great ones were like Vieira and stuff like that. We played against some really tough, horrible sides like Bolton and people like that. And they've been down to 10 men before. And we wouldn't score a goal till the last 10 minutes.
They're more dangerous.
Once you get at one, you just have to keep hammering them. The variation's the best thing. Getting the crosses in, going through the middle, switching the play, going from left to right and everything. You just got to keep doing that. So I don't think we did anything wrong necessarily in the first half, just the like one or two lapses where we let them break on us that we shouldn't have done. But it's funny you mentioned that Thomas. I thought he was really good for Atletico. I wouldn't mind seeing him in an Arsenal shirt. He looked blinding.
He's been there the whole of his career, I think. I always thought he was probably French, but...
Did either of you notice the amount of space that... and the amount of decent quality crosses that Bellerin got in the first half.
Yeah, he was his delivery into the box was really, really good tonight. Impressive.
And then second half, he stuck Ozil out on that side.
Mm.
Did anyone else notice that?
Because in the first half, he did swap Welbeck and Lacazette for a little while as well.
I really noticed that second half, because I thought first half, Bellerin was... It's the best balls he's put in all season, let's be fair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because his delivery this year at times has been completely fucking shit.
Well, right? When they had their bloke sent off, did they go to three at the back or did they put someone else at right back?
No, Thomas went to right back, the centre mid, and then Griezmann went into, I mean, you like went like left mid or something like that, and they just stuck Gamero up front on his own. So they just went like 4-4-1. But yeah, I thought I kind of got the reasoning behind that, like switching Ozil to that side, because Bellerin was getting so much joy that you put Ozil over there to try and distract the fullback and give Bellerin even a bit more room. But I think the problem is that any Arsenal player in that team, barring, I don't know, maybe Ramsey or Lacazette, the rest of them all see Ozil and just go, oh, just give him the ball. So I think it's just, you know, like when we had Omri and we didn't have as good players in the squad, everyone would just be like, right, just give the ball to Omri and he'll sort it out. And Bellerin sort of played it within himself a little bit in the second half, which is a bit disappointing because he was really causing big problems down that side in the first half.
I think, like I say, as opposed to having a positive effect, where the Uzzer would get the space and, you know, we would get even better quality balls over, I think it actually made the reverse. Because, like I say, they're more likely to, they was more keeping an eye on Ozil than they was Bellerin. Yeah. So I think, if anything, it kind of almost closed up that side.
Yeah, because the goal ended up coming from the left-hand side in the end, didn't it?
Yeah. So, I think it actually, the tactical decisions put Ozil over on the right, I think it almost backfired, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, I got the reasoning behind it. It made sense.
Yeah, because they've
got to look at Ozil and then... you know, Bellerin gets even more space then, and you can get the double up on them. But yeah, they just went solid down that side. But then, Danny, can we jump to the Lacazette goal?
Can we jump forward a bit? I don't want to give Pam stats for the end of the first half. 15 shots at goal, they had 4. We had 4 on target, they had 3 on target. Possession 70%, 30%, passing success rate of 89%, and both had made 13. Tackles, so that was good. What time did the Lacazette goal?
Lacazette goal was 61 minute.
61?
Yeah.
I don't think I wrote it down. Oh, no, I was fucking furious. I got out of bed because my mum came over. I sat here where I am now from 3:30. The fucking moment I go back there to go and get my 6-pack of Diet Lucozade, what fucking happens when I can't even see the telly? And as I'm not watching it on Sky, I couldn't rewind it, so I didn't see the goal. So, John, talk us through the goal.
Well, yeah, it was just... I'd literally, probably 5 minutes before, I think, I put in a WhatsApp group because we're all getting frustrated. Second half now, we still haven't got the goal. And I said to, like, Jason and Dom and everyone else, saying, like, the crosses are great and everything, but I just don't... Is this the right tactic? Because they've got Godin and they've got Jimenez... And they're absolute monster centre backs, and they're winning every header and like clearance and kick. Koke's getting back in there as well, defending. I was just like, this just seems to be the wrong tactic. You know, I didn't think we were going to score from it. And then Jack gets to the byline, some nice little interplay, and he hangs up a lovely ball at the back post. But it's still, there's a ton of work to do. And Lacazette, the leap on him was unbelievable.
Salmon. It was like a fucking salmon.
I've got, honestly, because he's what? He's 5'8", 5'9". He's not a very big bloke at all.
Hold on. That's tall. 5'8", 5'9" is tall. All right. Don't start staggering on stuff. You know, if you want to talk about short people, that's the 5'2", 5'3". It's 5'8", 5'9". We're tall, all right?
All right, so for a footballer, for a footballer against...
Whoa.
No, the leap on it was just unbelievable. And the ball was really hung in the air. It weren't like it was fizzed across and like he launched into it. So he really had to get some leap. And just great, powerful header. Really, really impressive. But yeah, lovely ball in from Jack. He just put it in an area and just like, go and attack it. And... Yeah, when you see the goal, Danny, the leap on it is unreal.
But all I heard was Wilshere cuts in, left hand side, crosses, like I said, goal. And I thought, I'm holding a 6-pack and wheeling around with one hand trying to turn in a circle. I look like a bleeding beached whale trying to stuck on an upside down turtle or something. I was going nowhere. And because I had to get all this ready, I've not seen the replay, but it sounds, Gav, were you as impressed with the goal?
Oh God, yeah. No, I mean it was a nice bit of play. Like I say, good. It was good pressing, really, which was nice. Just we was really high pressing in the second half, which we had to do. And like I say, Jack's got that tiny bit of space, and he's hung it up. And when you see it, Dan, do you know what I mean? He rose like a salmon. Do you know what I mean? It was just brilliant. Do you know what I mean? Everything. You'd expect if that was one of these, you know, fucking people, you know, players like Crouch or something like that, one of these genetically modified players, right, who are, you know, unhealthily tall for their fucking height, you'd actually say that what a great header it was. But like I say, he was brilliant. I thought he was brilliant all night. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You saw a shot, you know, pictures of him, and he's getting the crowd going, and do you know what I mean, he was showing the passion tonight as well. Do you know what I mean? I reckon probably one of his best games he's had for us, for his work rate and all that. And I say that goal, us proper sized people to jump that high, is brilliant.
Well, looking at the stats, he got an 8.8 rating. He got man of the match. He got the goal. He hit the post, and he had 8 shots on target.
He was very, very good tonight. He was really impressive. He's been so much better since he's come back from that little operation he had as well. That clearly was affecting him. I mean, the other thing as well is the team weren't playing great then either, and it makes it very difficult as a striker. But, yeah, that's a great goal. That's a proper, decent European night goal. You know how when you see Ronaldo when he jumps and he's, like, miles above people, Danny? Mm. And Ronaldo's a big bloke anyway. He's like, see, that's what Lacazette looked like tonight. And like Godin and Jimenez were just planted. Now we're just like this tiny little Frenchman's like flying over it. It's great. Really, really. I was really happy for him tonight because he was really, really good. And he put. I love the bit where he's like G'ing up the crowd and getting them cheering and stuff, and just like battling for everything, trying to win corners and whatever he can do because he really wants to win it. It's. I mean, it's double big for him as well because if we get to the final, it's in Marseille. For a Lyon player to win it in their stadium. Whew,
you said Marseille. Everyone knows you know it's in Lyon. Vive Marseille, you mean?
Huh?
You said it's in Marseille, but I know you mean...
Sorry, yeah. Because they're 2-0 up, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be big. And it'd be nice for Arsenal as well, because obviously they're the team that cheated him out of a league title and a European trophy, and they actually did cheat him out of it.
Yeah, there's a Dan Petit grasped when they tried to bribe Petit, wasn't it? He went, oh, no, we're not doing this. Unless you're going to Barcelona, you long-haired nonce, then, fucking have all the money in the world. Right, you'll be glad to hear, second half, we've only got 6 notes. Right, 65th minute. Try saying that with a tooth missing. Gamero off for Gabby, for centre-back Gabby. They are shutting up shop. Should they have done that earlier? Now, looking back at this, no, they shouldn't have. But I was quite surprised that once they had a player sent off, they didn't go, right, that's it. Because if they've conceded a goal every 4 games at home, there comes the Lucas aid. Yeah, Gav, are you surprised that he didn't go when they're down to 10 men? Right, I'm shutting up shop. Get the likes of Gabby on. Go and put Savic in centre-back as well. Play 6 centre-backs and just do what they do best.
No, because we've got Koscielny and fucking Mustafi in the pits.
But at the time, you didn't know that. Like, I didn't know that when I was writing these notes.
No, I know. But at the time, and at the beginning of the season, I said, we've got Koscielny and Mustafi in centre defence. And Simone for... He ain't a mug apart from when it comes to his haircut, right? And there was just no... No, he had to leave someone on for the counter-attack. And... You've got to hand it to Simone, complete tactical masterclass. Do you know what I mean? He shut up shop. He restricted us to no goals in the first half, 1 goal in the second half. He got his away goal. He had 10 men and he got sent off and he had to use someone to run up and down the stairs to pass on his messages.
And the crowd wouldn't sit down, would they? So he couldn't see second half.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? You can't say that he called it wrong or be surprised, because anybody that's watched any games versus Arsenal, you've got the chance with the long ball over the top. We're doing the high press. He always had a chance. Do you know what I mean? If Diego Costa was fully fit and playing, we probably would have lost 4-1.
Yeah, it would have been a lot more.
Even if they had 9 men. Do you know what I mean? It's just the long ball over the top. And that's what will probably do us in the away league.
I had a tweet from Vira Blue Tira, who says this bloke's in Sweden, and he says Kim Kallström slating Mustafi on Swedish TV. John, why do you reckon he could be slating Mustafi? Because I thought he didn't really do anything good or bad during the game, did he?
He didn't have a lot to do, other than for the bit at the end for the goal. But I didn't. I thought it's hard to criticise him up until that point because they basically didn't do anything. Maybe one or two of his back passes. Mustafi's an easy pick at the moment because he's been playing awful. But to be honest, it was Koscielny's fault for the goal. It is only his fault, to be honest. But I don't think Mustafi did anything wrong tonight. Not that I noticed anyway. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't giving him enough attention, but... Yeah, no, I didn't think he did anything too wrong tonight.
Okay, well, I got you. 68th minute. Magnificent ball across the front of the goal that nobody could just about get a toe on it. We were still going through it after 70 minutes. Isn't that great to see?
Yeah, no, it's good because it's a weird bit in the tie as well. When you're 1-0 up, finally, you've got the breakthrough. And you know that Atletico will probably go, you know what, we'll settle for 1-0, losing 1-0 away. We'll take that. And it's that you've got to try and find that balance of do you push, try and get the second goal, or do you say to yourself, you know what, if we overexpose ourselves, we might concede and we don't want to let in the away goal and everything. So it's really difficult to get that balance right. But I think for the most part, for other than, unfortunately, like 30 seconds in the game, I thought we did it perfectly. We managed it really well. It's just, again, it's like Gav said, like in the first half, it's just a shame that we didn't take any of those other chances we created.
Oh, Steve's timing people out. Don't fuck with Lord Hillwood. He does not take short shrift. Right, here we go. Gav, one for you. A minute later, another big chance for Lacazette. He's seventh of the game. Should he have scored more than one, considering the defence he was up again or up against? Or do you think that considering the defence he was up again, he's lucky to have got one?
Probably lucky to get. He was probably lucky to get one. I mean, I don't know what else he could have done, really. Do you know what I mean? I mean, he's... I thought he was our best player on the night. I thought he was running everywhere. I thought he tried his best. And sometimes you've got to hold your hand up and say that he's come up against, you know, a world-class defence and a world-drilled defence and a world-class keeper. So sometimes you've just got to throw your hands up in the air. I certainly couldn't blame him. I mean, I actually congratulate him for the amount of chances that he actually got off more than anything else. And like I say, even his goal, it wasn't even a half chance, his goal. He shouldn't have got near that. I mean, he should not. If that goal was conceded against us, we would have been slaughtering Koscielny and Mustafi. Absolutely slaughtering. So you've got to congratulate him for his goal and congratulate him for the fact that he's got into them positions. But nothing was clean cut. There was, you know, there was no sort of, you know, one-on-ones or anything like that. I wish he had got more. I really do. But like I say, it's just that I don't think you can blame him in the slightest for anything that he done tonight.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Do you agree, John?
Yeah, no, I thought he had a really, really good game. Mm. And, you know, also, I think people forget, I know he's been bought in, you know, he was brought in as a big money signing. Then we go and spend all that money on Aubameyang, you know, in January when he's not having a great time and he's gone off to have that operation as well. That's a big kick in the teeth for someone like him. And then he's the only, you know, out and out proper striker, you know, arguably other than Welbeck, that we've got in the team. So all the pressure's on him as well for the only competition that we had any realistic chance in this season. Because, you know, we weren't, let's be honest, everyone knew we weren't going to do anything in the league. Maybe the FA Cup was the only other shot we had at something. And that was gone straight away. So he's had a lot to carry on his shoulders this season. He's had a lot to deal with in what is his first season in the league as well. Yeah. So, I think he's done really well. And tonight I thought he was very, very good. Maybe... you know, the one that hit the bar the one that hit the post early on, maybe you could have done better with that. But they're very, very tight chances. None of them are easy. And like Gav said, the goal we scored was brilliant. So you shouldn't expect him to score that either. That's great. So no, I thought he did really well tonight. I've got no complaints.
Against the best team in top leagues in Europe. 78th minute, I made a note that I'll ask you about, John. Have they stopped the thing where if a player simulates a yellow card by doing that at a referee, as they did about five times tonight, and no end of diving, cheating, fouling, and being dirty fuckers. Did we expect it to be that bad on such a large stage? Because it's not the dog and pony league that they usually play in, where if you're the top three teams, you can get away with whatever you want.
No, I think you're still supposed to get a booking for that, like the showing a waving a card symbol thing.
Because he went mental at the ref, shouting at him.
Yeah, I think the thing is, right, I think the referee... obviously, first half, he was very, very good. And I think he was, when you get to half time as a ref, you're probably reviewing what you've done in the first half, what the atmosphere is like, what the players have already said to you. And also, you don't want to spoil a game. Like a referee never wants to send someone off because it does tend to ruin a game a little bit. But So when you come out second half, I think maybe he's being a little bit more lenient with some of those things, because it's understandable if you're an Athletic player, you're going to be really frustrated and more agitated than normal. Again, to the letter of the law, should he book those people? Yes, but it's one of those things, isn't it? I don't think, you know, for as much as they were time-wasting everything else, if it was us in that situation, I wouldn't be complaining. But I'm not above gamesmanship because I'm a scumbag. That's why I like Simeone.
Lovely. Right. People listening at home and on the bus, don't send us any of your questions in. But if you're in the chat box, John's already put two questions in our little note thing, John. So if you want to go and get the decent questions from people, and while Gav has a rant, hold on. First of all, I want to go. They come up with a stat at about 80 minutes. 608 passes for us, 155 passes for them. Wow, that's amazing. Right, now we're going to move on to Gav. Take a big sip of your beverage of choice. Here we go, 81st minute. The usual Arsenal dog shit defending 3v1. Their first proper attack of the second half. Their fifth shot on goal, and they are letting Griezmann be one-on-one with the keeper. Cos is fucking useless. Does this show he is done at the top level of the game and the tie is over? We are fucked! Exclamation mark. Gav, go on. I'm going to go and have a lay down while you...
Yeah, go and sit. Go and have a sit down. I don't think, like I say, as I said earlier, I don't think it's over. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, like I say, there's going to be probably a few more people booking their tickets out to Madrid who haven't done so already. Do you know what I mean? Because we've got that thing in our history about being the underdog. And getting through. Do you know what I mean? I mean, when you think about, you know, the Alan Smith goal in 94, when he was up against that amazing team with, you know, with players like Brolin and
Espria
and Zola, and, do you know what I mean? And, you know, we had no Ian Wright, and, you know, we had to play the lovely, lovely fellas like Hillier and Selly. Do you know what I mean? In centre midfield, because everyone was injured or suspended. And so, yeah, we've got that right history with doing it when we're really up against the wall and really underdog. So I don't think it's, I hope it's not completely over. Like I say, I mean, we score first out there and it's a completely different game. Do you know what I mean? Then it'll be our turn to see if we can get back to the wall. But, and again, like I say, I'm probably just repeating what I said earlier. It's Koscielny. He shouldn't be Arsenal captain. He shouldn't be anywhere fucking near Arsenal captain. He shouldn't be Arsenal centre-back even. And it's just one of those. He's done it too many times. Too many times he's been caught out. And like I say, I watched it on slow motion before we started the radio show. And they said he was just onside and Monreal was just keeping him onside. But, you know, there wasn't a lot in it. And it just shouldn't happen. You shouldn't be out. You shouldn't lose and you shouldn't concede at that point. You really, really shouldn't. Do you know what I mean? And it's just completely disappointing. And it's completely, if one game was to sort of, you know, speak about what Wenger's been like for the last 10 years, it's probably that game. It's probably that game tonight where we're all over the teams. We're keeping possession. We're playing pretty football. We're creating chances, but we're not just quite getting there, or we're making the keeper look fucking best keeper in the world yet again. And then we lose a stoppy goal, you know, and like I say, tonight, it feels like a loss. It feels like we lost to me.
Do you know what I mean? The great Suprendo, piff, paff, poof, and it was all over.
Yeah, it's just one of those, but it's almost like systematic of what we've been seeing from time and time again. Well, and, it's coming, you know, Gav. Hello, fucking Luya. How many games we got left, Dan?
Probably about, we won't be playing in the final, so we've got, I think, five league games possibly. I've just read Connor Jennings' question. That's fucking genius. John, do you want to talk a little bit about the Griezmann's goal and the build-up to it? And
First thing in it, why is Danny Welbeck diving up the other end of the pitch?
You, mate, you summed it up for everybody.
Oh, it's just... I love you, Welbs. You're great. You work so hard. But, yeah, don't fall over. And I don't even think it was his, like, you know, Danny Welbeck running style where he just falls over randomly because his legs just give way. I know that happens sometimes. He just collapses. But I actually think he does, like, dive to try and win a free kick or something. Just don't do it. It's so stupid. And then it's... I struggle to understand sometimes how not only a manager sets up defences, but also just players on the pitch. Because, you know, Arsenal, I think Arsenal clearly had the players in the right mindset for tonight's game because they were at it for the majority of it. I thought we played, you know, very well in the first half. Didn't take our chances, unfortunately. Second half, we were a little bit cautious and cagey, and I can understand it, especially after the goal we scored, because you're kind of in a caught in what you're going to do thing. But it's just it's a 70-yard straight ball. There's not even an angle on it. It's coming straight. That is bread and butter for any defence. Yeah. You know, that is, oh, okay, well, we've got one geezer who's, what, 5'2" or something in Griezmann, who, to be honest, has run his ass off all night long. I saw him try and chase down a ball earlier against Mustafi, and Mustafi beat him to it. And I was like, well, hang on a minute, I thought Griezmann was quick. He just gave up. You know, he's done. He's out of puff. And you've got Monreal and Koz there, and Mustafi just to the right of them. Well, two of you, one of you can hold up Griezmann. The other one can head it away, you know, whatever else. How you get turned by it is ridiculous. Then Koscielny trying to do an overhead kick whilst running at full speed.
That is something you have to see to believe, isn't it?
You don't need to do it, right? You can either go across and away from your goal to try and get it out for a throw-in, or if you're not 100% confident, just kick it out for a corner. You know, don't let the bloke have a chance at the goal. You know, Monreal then is completely lost in it. Ospina comes out, you know, I think he does his best he can, makes himself big, doesn't go down till late. You know, he gets a block.
He got a good touch on it as well, didn't he? He saved it the first time.
Yeah, you know, he's done absolutely everything he can there. I've got no blame for Ospina at all. And then Mustafi, I don't know.
I think that's maybe why matey boy was having a go at him on Swedish TV.
I think, to me, it
looked like Mustafi when he was diving to cover the first shot.
Yeah, maybe. And that's he's been trying to recover.
That's what it looked like to me. He was diving to cover the first shot, and then he couldn't sort of get up in time. And he even still got a knee to it, didn't he?
Yeah, still got something on it. But but what Koscielny's doing there, it's so basic, though. But the fact the three of them there in defence can't deal with one man. And, you know, I understand what Steve was saying earlier about, you know, Koscielny and Mustafi being up in their half. They shouldn't really be any further than the halfway line, or at least one of them should be on the halfway line. Because, you know, there's no point standing 10 yards back and you're off because you're just going to leave a man on side. But just stand on the halfway line. But that goal's so easy to defend. It's so simple. And Griezmann had done nothing all night. He'd fallen over a lot and kicked some players.
You know? He had one shot in the first half that was... It was an average save, wasn't it? It wasn't a troubling one. The Spina did well to get down, but it wasn't.
He didn't really connect with it properly at all.
No, it was a save that any average keeper would have saved, really, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean?
And it just felt like being punched in the stomach. It was it's horrible because it just took all the wind out of you. Because if this had finished 1-0, I'd been a little bit disappointed we didn't get another goal because they're down to 10 men. But I'd been like, you know, because I was like dead cert. I put my prediction in for tonight for the predictions league, and I was 2-0 Atletico, Koke first goal or someone, you know, whoever. Because I was like, no way we're going to win because their defense is just too good, and we'll overextend and they'll just catch us on the break, and they go down to 10 men, and we're creating all chances. We're playing really well. The whole biggest crowd I've seen all season at the Emirates, and like Neil when people send us videos. Amazing. Yeah, it was really good atmosphere and everything, and just an away goal. It's so bad. The tie's not over. You know, we can still go out there and try and win 1-0, but it's so hard. You know they're just going to sit there and just defend. They will just sit there and go, you have all the ball you want. People do not score against us at home. You push your fullbacks up too high, we'll get a goal. And you know that is what they're going to play all night. Because the onus is now on us. They haven't got to do anything.
Goal at home in anywhere at home since January.
Yeah, it's going to be, the away leg was always going to be difficult anyway, but yeah, just conceding that it's the way we concede the goal. If someone gets a wonder goal, you know, or like skins five people, like does a messy run or whatever and hammers one in the top corner, sometimes you just hold your hand up to that and you're like, nothing you can do about it. Fair enough. That was just world class. But that was just awful. It's so amateurish schoolboy goal to concede. And it's so frustrating because I thought the players had done themselves proud up to that point. I thought they all played well, you know. It's just, yeah. And it's not often that I say this, because I'm not a big Arsene Wenger fan, and I am pleased that it is his last season. But if I was him, I'd be really pissed off, because they've really let him down tonight.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
Well, his captain's let him down.
Yeah, his captain's let him down. And like, you know, don't get me wrong, he makes some bad decisions a lot. But he always sticks his neck on the line for those players and always stands up for them. And Koz has really, really let him down tonight, and the rest of his team. I hope they can turn it around in the second leg. I really do. But yeah, that just sucked all the wind and all my enthusiasm out for the next game.
And we beat them 11-0 on corners as well.
Yeah.
Right, two quick last things about the game. 86th minute, Ramsey denied by another magnificent Oblak save. How the hell? I think he froze time, scuttled to his right a little bit, and then undid pause time. And then
what were his fingers made out of? Because that was like fingertips, wasn't it?
Go gadget,
isn't it? Go gadget fingers, isn't it?
Yeah. Unreal.
The bloke is unreal. And then Xhaka finished the game off with his usual volley from nowhere that went over the... Someone, a couple of Americans in the crowd, stood up and chanted, "Hey, field goal! Sit down. You and Robbie Savage, sit down." They didn't really. I'm just being mean. Well, that's all the notes I have for the game. That can piss off now. In total, we had 28 shots at goal. They had 6. No, 28 shots, not a goal. We had 76% possession, 89% pass success rate, 22 dribbles compared to 6. Don't know what the fuck that means. Tackles was 20-20. I don't know how it means that was the referee's vision, whether that's how many we had each, but yeah, pretty good. Right, now on to the questions. Right, I'm going to give you one each, and don't carpet them, for fuck's sake. From Squires Stew for you. How hard is for you, John? How hard is it now that you can't call for the manager's job anymore? Now we're going.
I guess it makes some of the match reviews a little bit easier. Now, we said this on the sort of the breaking pod, didn't we? That it's going to be exciting next season because we won't be saying the same things over and over again. And we're not always all on about the manager. We talk plenty about the players and the mistakes and stuff they make and whatever. But, I guess it's the old trusty fullback isn't going to be there anymore.
No, I spoke to Gav for about an hour last night as he was trying to put a 50p in his computer to make it work. And I think that's all we talked about was next season. We're both excited for the first time since. I think I had hair the last time. I was excited for a new season. And I had all my teeth. Question for you, Gav. This is a really good one I hadn't noticed. From Michael Harriman. Why did we make a single substitution tonight? On the bench, we had Kolasinac. Czech, well, there's no point with Czech. Iwobi, well, so late on in the game that they scored. Chambers, didn't need him. Eddie Nketiah, we didn't need him. Maitland-Niles, didn't need... Well, we didn't need any of them, I suppose. Did we?
There was no game changes on the bench, really. I mean, the only thing that we could have done to maybe have shook it up a little bit would have to put Eddie on the bench. Like I say, the one in the second half where the ball fizzed through and fucking Welbeck was about a metre behind it, Eddie would have scored that.
Would you have brought Holding on at half time for Koscielny? Would you have done that?
I would have put you on at half time for Koscielny.
I was busy eating a kebab and getting Lucozade.
Like I said, that was the thing, really. It's unfortunate, but I couldn't really see what Iwobi would have done, which, you know, really would have improved what was going on, and there was nothing drastically anybody playing badly. But there was no game changes on the bench.
Yeah, story of this season.
I mean, it really was the best 11, and in fact, almost the only 11 look we had, really. Obviously, unless you have the brains and intelligence to drop Koscielny.
Right. Okay.
He's the only one.
Worse, Gav. Just go and have another Foster's or whatever that nonsense is you're drinking.
I've only got one left, Dad. I'm trying to sip it.
Oh, Jesus. Use a straw. It's twice as effective. John, from Ariane H. He says, do you see Koulibaly, who is at Napoli, isn't
he? Koulibaly.
That's him as well. But either of those two or Diawara. I don't know. What, Cabo Diawara. We had him once. He was no good. We don't need him back again because he's 40.
Do I see them being available this summer?
Or pronounceable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'd be hilarious because Danny won't be able to pronounce them. Well, you can pronounce Diawara. Koulibaly is easy as well.
You're making them up now.
No, I'd imagine they'd both be available. Diawara actually is the questionable one, maybe not. It's more likely Jorginho will be the one who's available. Unfortunately, Man United, Liverpool, and lots of other teams are looking at him. But he would be perfect for our midfield, and Koulibaly would be great. But it depends on the manager.
What's that top behind you on your chest, on your wardrobe? Is that the white Bentner one?
Hang on a minute.
Oh, I love that top. I was telling Gav the other day, that's my favourite away top.
This one.
Oh, wow. That one? Yeah, stunning. Yeah.
You got that one there?
I actually added a few of them on my shop.
If you'd like some of these, listeners.
What's your shop, Gav? And what are you going to give the listeners at the end of the season if they go and have a look? Are you going to give something away? No.
I will, Dan. I will give you something very, very nice at the end of the season. Yeah, but I promise
I've had enough signed pictures of you on the toilet. I don't need any more.
No, I'll sort something out. I'll sort a nice top out or... I might, if things are going well, yeah. I've got a nice signed shirt from Santi. I think that might be the one that we could do a Santi Cazorla signed and framed shirt. I think that's the one I'm gonna go for if things are going well. You're not having it. You're gonna have to give it away.
No, that's
what I'm aiming for. All things going well and nice. That's what I'm aiming for.
So what do the listeners have to do for the possibility that you might give that away at the end of the season?
Well, it's your show, mate. It ain't down to me, is it?
Go to www.thearsenalshirts.com and go and have a look and go and buy stuff, and then your fellow gooners might actually get something out of this because Gav is as tight as a cat's ring.
Oi. Seriously, Danny, all things going well, I'll sort out your show, either the radio show or the blog or the pod, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I'll get a signed Santi shirt in a frame, and you can decide how you're going to give it to somebody. Go on then.
No, we'll pick one later. We'll save that for the end of the season. Right. Yeah. Next question. We're going to go through these. That's very kind of you, though. From and 2-3, lots of numbers. Is this, this is for you, Gav, is this one of the worst Arsenal squads under Arsene? Oh, jeez. I wish I'd have read that before I gave it to you. Is it one of the worst squads under Wenger? And you've got a minute to answer it.
I'll make it simple for you, Dan. Yes.
You shitbag. I was just having a stretch.
No, I saw that. Okay. No, it's. I don't think it's the worst squad, but Wenger's definitely got the least out of them. Mm. I think the worst squad was when we had players like bloody Haleb and Diaby playing. You know what I mean? So it's not the worst squad, but unfortunately, it's just...
badly motivated and organised.
Well, I don't have to say it. Everybody knows
that. We do know. Right, one for you, John, from Zer Petkov. He says, do we go all-out attack at Madrid or try and go for a 1-0?
It would be lovely to get a 1-0 and Atletico, but that's a really tough thing to do. I'm hoping Mkhitaryan's back for that game. He should be, I think. They said he should be back for that. So that'll be a big boost. I don't know. It's really tough. I don't think you can go like all out blazing in the first half because you would just get caught on a counter too easy. So I think maybe you've got to be a bit cautious and people have to be a bit patient because you might end up just have to sort of cautiously see out the first half 0-0 and go for it a little bit in the second. But yeah, at some point in the game, you're just going to have to throw the dice. And it might be one of those where Arsene does his right, let's gamble, chuck on as many forwards as we've got. Mm. So maybe we see like an Eddie Nketiah on the bench as well, just as an extra someone to throw on if, you know, because at that point, there's no, you've got nothing to lose. So you just got to go for it. But yeah, I don't think like first half you want to go too nuts because yeah, we just get caught too easily then.
All right, last couple of questions, and then Connor Jennings says, oh, where's it gone? I've moved it. Oh, it's moved up the screen. That's why he's given two. He says, Danny, if we scored when you left to get Lucas aid, can you leave and get more often, please? Especially next Thursday night. Thanks. Yeah, I will. I'll have a special delivery done and I'll be chevroleting it all in on donkeys. Right. Nina7 says, this is for you, Gav. Do you really think we have a chance in the next match? Try and do this succinctly so we can get on to another question.
Yeah, of course we do.
There you go, lovely. Right. I think the screen has moved down, so I've gone from the top questions to the middle, back to the top again. And we've done that one. Frinton Dino, John, how soon do we expect the announcement of the new manager?
That's really tough. I would expect that we won't, if we get through to the final, we definitely won't hear anything until the final's played. I don't think. I think they may already know who the new manager is. I don't know. You know, so if we get through to the final, I don't think they'll say anything until afterwards because you don't want any distractions. I know it's like, trust me, I'm the same as everyone else. I want to know who it is. I want to get excited and research what this manager does and how they play and all that kind of thing. But I
losing Ricky's better what army, losing Ricky's better what army, losing Ricky's.
You save that for the week, Dan, Gav, because you're on the podcast this coming week.
You don't want to distract from the team too much. So I don't think until we know what's happening with the Europa League, until at least the next leg, if we get through to the final, it won't be till after that. Okay. That would be my guess.
No, Arsenal. This one for you, Gav, from And Lots of Numbers. Does Stan Kroenke know Arsenal are still, in brackets, just in the Europa League? Does he realise it's a two-leg game, possibly?
Nah, of course he don't. he ain't got a fucking Danny, mate. He's like I say, the only good thing about Stan Kroenke is his son, because it's like I say, I boringly listen to a 2-hour podcast, right?
Oh, the basketball one.
The basketball one, yeah.
Yeah, I listen to that.
We're just a bunch of boring bastards, aren't we? Fucking hell. I mean, I tell you what. All of us need to get a job.
John's but, got a job.
Josh Kroenke seems a different breed to his old man. His old man just seems to sort of like the stability and the money. And his son actually likes to take a little bit of a risk. And he actually likes his sporting clubs to do well. And Josh Kroenke, I believe it was last season for one of the other many, many clubs that they own, he got rid of a manager or a team coach or whatever they call it at in fucking America, right? And replaced him with a much, much younger model. And they went through and done the best. I say one of you two will probably know more exactly.
He did it with the LA Rams, got a third year, the youngest ever NFL manager. And he also did it with, was it the Denver Nuggets where he got a young manager in there as well?
I know he did with the Rams, and yeah, they had a really successful, like their best season for I can't remember how long,
20 odd years or whatever. But he Josh Kroenke realised. I think Josh Kroenke has got the forward looking sense to realise that success on the pitch actually equates to more money, which equates to more success on the pitch, which equates to more money. I think he's got that mentality that his old man hasn't got. His old man really has been sort of looking at Arsenal by the fact of that he invested in a club and then he got sort of loaned and then given the shares at a reduced value. And it has made absolute fortunes out of his investment. So he's only really looking at it by the fact of what the share price is, but with regards to share price, it's only ever going to go up now with regards to if the TV money gets more or if Arsenal actually turn around and to be successful. And everything's in place for us to be successful. We are the biggest club in London. Do you know what I mean? And we're the biggest club in the capital city of our country. And we're the biggest club in the biggest city in Europe. So there's no excuses for us not to be successful. So, like I say, I think that Josh Kroenke, now that he's got his position on the board, and I believe he spent 2 or 3 weeks over here, he was possibly instrumental in the hiring of the two fellas last year, one to do the transfers and one to be the sporting director, which obviously, as soon as Wenger goes, he's going to be the director of football. So I think he kind of equates the fact that we've got to have a more modern style, more European style setup. And at the same time, he realizes the fact that success equals money. But like I say, when you look at Josh Kroenke, from 2 hours, what I actually got out of that is the fact he actually loves his sports. He actually loves his teams being successful. So, like I say, even though Stan Kroenke is probably sitting there looking at, where to buy his next fucking wig from, or what he's going to do with his 5,000 acre ranch. Do you know what I mean? Maybe he might, buy a few longhorns or whatever. But when it comes to Josh Kroenke, who I believe he's really got the kahunas to take us forwards. And like I say, hopefully his old man will let him do the business. Sorry if I went a little bit off track there, but like I say, I've been thinking about that for a while.
It's getting so late that you nearly started that yesterday.
Shut up, Dan.
Unique 79, I think he aims this at me. He says, Danny, will Steve Bold keep his job with our new manager? If so, will he have a free reign as a coach? I was thinking about this earlier, and I think it's quite often when a new manager comes in with a whole new regime that they often keep the old assistant manager as a tentative connection between the old regime and the new regime, and they usually keep them there for a season. I personally don't think they should do, because Bold hasn't really... It was great when he was a youth coach with the young
Rust players.
Huh?
He wasn't that great.
No, he was doing all right, but well,
he was doing okay. You weren't, like I say, not as great as what they're doing at the moment.
No, Kwame Ampadu and Steve Gatting's just won the league with the under 23s. Magnificent.
And the under 18s are in the
cup final.
They were going on. Chelsea have spent so much money on that team. It's unbelievable.
Spent all the money.
They've probably spent more money on that youth team than we've spent on our first team.
I wouldn't keep Steve Bold, and he can go off and manage Sunderland or Stoke. Thank you very much, Steve. You'll always be one of the best ones. And I was there and we used to sing like, you having no hair and we don't care. And the two goals we Sampdoria, you'll be go down in history just for that. Right, so that's all that lot out of the way. I was going to go and say a few hellos to people in the chat room. If people just chat box, just go in there and type something. Maybe what colour socks you think I might be wearing. Nude Guna, hello. Loki73, Dan Sumpton, Battle Roberts, Colin Addy, Richard Garrett says Klopp. Oh, I'd love a bit of Kloppo. Formerly Noza, some guy. There's someone there, Gav. No, I'm not wearing pink socks. Oh, Stefan's there. Cheers for Romani, Stefan. Very kind of you. We're going to have, I don't know what we're going to do with the money. Maybe buy a special hat. And then some numbers, type something. Nina7, no cats tonight. Yeah, there's actually Dora's over there. Oh, actually, someone complained that we talk about the cats too much because me and Chris have got lots of cats. And Bergie is over there. I don't know what he's doing there. And the other two have really licking their ass somewhere. Where else have we got? Big Man Sam. Done that one. Oh, hello, Steve. Steve's saying any time today because in sunny Poland it is 1:15 a.m. Kieran, Finton Dino, Arsenic Gunner in case, C Law AFC, Bold will go after the Stoke job. Yeah, Steve, I can quite see that happening. There's no more messages to do in there, is there?
Loki says you're wearing stockings and not socks, Danny. So.
Oh, Loki, you cheeky, not with my hairy legs, a nightmare. Be the static would be unbelievable. I'd be able to power the entire of my village with it and then put fishnets. Have you still got the Russian hat? Oh, Matt, no, yes, I do. Sat in the hallway hanging up with all the Shan's copes that she never fucking wears that are still here and she's not. You take red nap, you take bloody being kneecapped. Right,
Dan, hold on. Yes? What's that picture behind you? The picture behind you on the wall. Down a bit. Yeah.
That is Tony Adams and someone holding the FA Cup.
Oh, lovely. I like that.
Yeah, it's not as nice as the one I got on that wall. It's got Tony Adams and Brady, McClintock. Actually, if I go and put it on, because now the Gav's asked, I'll go and have a... here we go. Oh, there's the love room. There's Bergie. Now look at that picture up there, gentlemen and ladies. That's nice. That is a lovely picture. So there's my cat called Bergkamp. Bergie!
Hold on, Dan. I'm gonna try something with I nearly spilt my last can of beer. that would have made me cry more than fucking.
Go on, Jason's shouting, get on with it when he listens back to this later. And...
Oh, Jace can. Honestly, mate, the Welsh can't really say anything after bloody Ramsey not turning up tonight.
Oh, don't you, because he's going to be on with us. It's you. The next podcast coming up is next Tuesday is going to be you two, me and Jason. And this Sunday's radio show is going to be Jason hosting it, Josh, Fuck Ellis, and Carl, if his train's getting there on time. Oh, what's he showing now? Hold on. Got to go and you got fish tanks. You're growing grains. Oh,
these are quite nice. They're two tanks with tubes between them, so so the fish sort of go between the two tanks.
To keep brains in them, Thierry Henry. What a day that was, ladies and gentlemen. What a better way to end the show. Thank you very much to everybody who joined us tonight. There was a few hundred of you. Oh, John's holding up something. Oh, what you got, John?
Oh. There you go. Six of Arsenal's greatest ever teams.
Oh, that's lovely.
And it stops at 1989.
It's a good job on because we saw the whole of your screen reflecting on it then.
There we go. It starts in 1931. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got loads of good stuff like that. So thank you very much to... Oh, Ellis is finally there. Thank you very much to everybody who joined us tonight. If you want to give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down, do what you want. Don't subscribe. Don't tell your friends. Don't follow. Don't do anything. Completely ignore us. There you go. We're breaking tradition and saying Carpenter out. So thank you very much for joining us tonight, John.
No worries, mate.
Thank you very much, Gav, for turning up. You drunkard.
Oh, you fucking asked me, so I turned up.
Thank you very much to Jason for sorting all this lot out. And mostly of all, thank you very much for Arsene Wenger for leaving the club. No, I shouldn't say that, for Jason for organising it all. And the listeners at home, live long and prosper, you pointy-eared freaks. Bye-bye.